Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. The LSU Fighting Tigers go into Vaught Hemingway Stadium and the Ole Miss Rebels, who are at 4-0, 2-0 in the SEC. The LSU's 4-0 and 1-0 in the SEC. 2:30 p.m. start on Saturday, and the odds makers are leaning towards Ole Miss. We're joined by Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Chris, welcome to the show.
No, it's great to be back with you on a Friday as we get set to head north.
Absolutely. Coming off a big win against Southeast Louisiana, 56-10. Offense looked like it got into gear last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Coach said last night. He said, hey, look, you know, our big concern going into the game was you come off the big emotional win against Florida. You can't allow your team to think, okay, this is an FCS team. Let's just roll the helmets out there. And I think, you know, Coach Kelly and his staff got exactly the performance they were looking for, to be honest with you. I mean, the offense, certainly their highest offensive output of the year. Garrett Nussmeier, after we learned he was feeling better, certainly looked like the Garrett of old. Made some great throws, some vertical shots down the field. You saw Juwan Johnson, really, I think, run the ball effectively. And then defensively, they didn't let Southeastern cross the 50 in the first half, gave them only, I think, less than 40 yards. So outside of maybe Caden Durham being, you know, banged up a little bit and the fact that you lose Gabe Relaford for the season due to an injury, those are the only two things that didn't go according to script. You were able to get a big lead early. You were able to play a lot of young players, including the first action of the backup, Michael Van Buren Jr., and if you didn't have those two injuries, that would have been just an absolute perfect night. But as it turned out, I think it was a get right game, and I hope LSU got right, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
There are those that are saying tomorrow's going to be a big test for LSU. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Ole Miss is a very good team, and Lane Kiffin has put them back, in conversation. Last year, they spent a lot of money on their roster. LSU got the big, thrilling win in overtime with a walk-off touchdown, and Ole Miss ultimately didn't make the playoffs. But Lane Kiffin, I mean, there's not a better play caller offensively in the country, certainly to script the first several series of a game. It's going to be a big challenge, and this is a big game for both teams. I mean, I liken it, Newell, to the matchup we had a couple of weeks ago of Georgia and Tennessee. With so much parity in the SEC, you go into these games going, okay, which is the team to beat? 2 weeks ago, it was which will be the team to beat after this one, Georgia or Tennessee? Well, Georgia won a thrilling game, a close game, but suddenly Georgia's stock rose tremendously. You know, Georgia is maybe better than we thought they were, although we knew they would be good, but now they're the team to beat. I think this matchup tomorrow might have a similar tone. Not that you could take it to the bank, but I think the national conversation will be about the winner of this matchup certainly being in the front row of an SEC crown. So I think Ole Miss understands the gravity of it. And, talking to Coach Kelly last night, there's no question he and the Tigers understand that even with a bunch of big games remaining, this is the first big test.
Ole Miss, number 6 offense in the FBS so far. It seems as though a lot of people are very confident that they'll be able to move the ball on the LSU defense.
Well, I mean, I think that would be, you know, again, if you just look at the four games and the scores, and I don't like using the transitive property. I think I've mentioned that to you before. Well, this team played this team, and this is how bad they beat this team. I don't buy into that. I will say it's a very good offense, obviously, whether it's Trinidad Chambliss or Austin Simmons under center. They got a lot of weapons. But kind of the misnomer with Ole Miss, I think, for a lot of people, is you see the big plays, the big pass plays, and Coach Kiffin throws his clipboard high in the air as the ball's going down the field because he knows he's called the right play and it's going to be a touchdown. Those get all the highlights, but it's a team that wants to run the football, and they're, in fact, fourth in the SEC right now with about 216 yards per game. So, again, it will be a tall challenge. Ole Miss is going to be very good. I like the matchup just, I mean, among many storylines, I like the matchup of Lane Kiffin's offense going against Blake Baker's defense. To me, that will be the battle to watch, among others.
Did they announce that Chambliss is going to get the start? Did I hear that?
You know, yeah, that's kind of what's been reported out of Oxford. But I would take a let's wait and see attitude. And I say that only because, you know, Austin Simmons, who was injured in the Kentucky game, Newell, you know, came back for a couple of plays when Chambliss had to check out against Arkansas. He obviously wasn't 100%. Last week in the win over Tulane, it seemed like every time they came out of commercial and there was a change in possession, they would have Simmons over there warming up as if he might check into the game. He didn't against the Green Wave. But, you know, some people say that's gamesmanship on the part of Lane Kiffin. And, you know, who would believe that? I certainly not me. But he said it was simply to, you know, get him closer to being 100%, doing something on the sideline instead of just sitting there. He wanted to have him active. I don't know which side is true. What I do know is it wouldn't surprise me if we don't see both of them at some point tomorrow. But I did hear some news out of Oxford that they were going to stick with Travis, or I should say Chambly, the backup quarterback. But they're both very good. And as Coach Kelly said last night, the scheme doesn't change a lot. Their different skill sets are slightly different, but they still pretty much do what the offense is meant to do.
It is fair to say, though, that this will be the toughest defense that Ole Miss will face thus far this year, right?
Oh, I think so. I mean, they had trouble with Kentucky and you know, Coach Mark Stoops, you know, there's one thing that's pretty consistent. While his offense at Kentucky over the years has been very up and down, they usually have a pretty good defense, and Ole Miss had to fight in Lexington to win 30-23. And then you look at the Arkansas game, and, you know, I think Arkansas is surprising a lot of people, although they had the tough loss to Ole Miss. And then they suffered the just head-scratching loss to Memphis last week. I mean, it's an offense that's really good. And Ole Miss had to outscore them 41-35. So, you know, I think – I don't know that there's a defense Ole Miss has faced, to answer your question in a long-winded way, that certainly has put up the numbers that LSU has. I mean, you got to go back to 2011, and I know that year rings a lot of bells for Tiger fans, but – you know, this defense now has held five straight games holding teams under 100 yards rushing. That'll be a big stat tomorrow, as I told you. Ole Miss is averaging about 216. So LSU once again will go in and try to stop the run. They've also held their opponents to just 10 points a game. And, you know, you got to go back to 2011, I think, through the first five games of the season. That's how stingy that defense was. So, yeah, I think Ole Miss is going – their offense is going to be challenged like they haven't up to this point.
Is there any area where you feel like LSU has problems stacking up against Ole Miss?
Yeah, you know, it's, again, I think that it'll come down to, you know, having the plan and everybody being on the same page, simply because Ole Miss is the fifth fastest team in FBS football so far this year. They're snapping the ball about every 22 seconds. So, again, it's like Coach Kelly, I think he had a great explanation for it last night. It's something you have to account for. However, the offense, if they want to move fast, they also have to move fast, which means they pretty much got to stay in the same formation. They can run multiple plays out of that formation, but there's not a whole lot of eye candy. They're getting to the line and they're snapping the ball. So they got to move fast too. And so the defense has to be able to get out there, know exactly what they're running, have plays set up, you know, way in advance when that warp speed mode starts, and get your cleats in the ground and be ready to go and have no doubt where your responsibility are and your job is. And then it comes down to who executes better. Again, at that type of speed, which team executes better offensively or defensively? We haven't seen a ton of tempo. We've seen it at times this year against this defense. But it's going to be I got to feel like, especially early in the game, Lane Kiffin's going to put his foot on the gas and try to see if he can just disrupt a little bit of the continuity and rhythm that LSU's defense has had basically every game this year so far.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting, I guess, for Coach Kelly, and maybe he talked about this last night of trying for him to try and take control of the tempo as opposed to letting it slip away, right?
Absolutely. I mean, right now LSU, I think, third in the SEC at a little over 32 minutes time of possession so far on the season. And you've heard the old saying, your best defense is a good offense. Well, not only do you want to have good offense that puts points on the board against a high-scoring Ole Miss team, but if you're keeping, whether it's Chambliss or whether it's Simmons on the sideline, watching LSU go 12, 13, 14 plays down the field at 75, 85 yards, and finishing those drives with touchdowns, to me, that time of possession can offset the ability for them to go tempo. I think, again, LSU looks good when they run tempo. So I'm not going to assume we won't see some of that, because I think that helps Garrett get into a rhythm. We saw a little bit of it against Southeastern Louisiana. And I've always said, I think Garrett plays better when they're moving quickly. Not a whole lot of second guessing, not a whole lot of check with me at the line, not a whole lot of look up, look to the sideline. Just get in, know the play, call the play, line it up and go. So I think you'll see some tempo. But Coach Kelly, after I brought up that stat, immediately said, yep, that's true. The best defense sometime can be a long, sustained driving offense. So I think we'll see a little bit of both. And we'll find out what happens probably around 5:30, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I think Garrett, when he's just playing on instinct, he throws the ball in a much more dominant way. Where he's not, you know, kind of, I don't want to say second guessing himself, because I don't think it's that. It's just, I just think that that's his comfort lane, right?
I think, you know, Coach Kelly, we've heard him say this a couple of times. He said it this week in a couple of his press conferences when asked about, you know, Garrett playing better, moving quicker without the huddle. And I wouldn't call it warp speed compared to, say, Ole Miss and some of the other teams that run exclusive tempo. But it's just without a huddle. And Coach Kelly often refers to it as we're trying our best to get into the perfect play. We're lining up. We're looking at the defense. We're looking at the fits at the line of scrimmage. And then we're maybe checking down. And I get the sense that that's not only talking to Garrett Nussmeier under center. I think it's also talking to his offensive staff, that sometimes you don't need to worry about being in the perfect play with the perfect fits. You just got to go play and outplay your guy, out-execute your opponent. And I like LSU's odds most weekends just based on the talent they have at receiver, the talent they have in the backfield, and, of course, with Garrett Nussmeier. And I'll say this. I think it also helps your offensive line. You know, look, we're going to go fast here on this drive. We're going to line up. Here's the plays we're going to run. We're going to run outside zone, or we're going to run the screen game. Whatever it is, that offensive line then can get up there. You get into trouble. You get some motion penalties. You get guys a little confused. When you're snapping the ball with 3 seconds on the play clock and you've been down on a 3-point stance for 25 plus seconds, I just think that, I think everybody benefits when they go a little quicker.
Got a text here that says, it's cliche, but penalties and turnovers might will decide this game. You always want to keep those at a minimum no matter what.
Oh, I think so. And I think, you know, that text matches is spot on when you consider the home team has won 11 of the last 13 meetings in this matchup. And both teams, you know, the last two games have come down really to the final play, the win by Ole Miss and that shootout in 23. And then, of course, the walk-off touchdown home run in overtime in 24. So, yeah, when you're looking at, you know, less than 7 points difference, 3-point game, 2-point game, suddenly, you know, those penalties and those extra yards you've given away can become big, because suddenly field position becomes even bigger in a tight game where maybe a chip shot field goal is the difference.
Chambliss, if he plays, he's not shy about tucking the ball in and running it. Obviously, that may be a point, too, that they've got to be able to contain him.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the two different quarterbacks, starting with Austin Simmons, who's the sophomore who coming into the season was the heir apparent to Jackson Dart, he's more of a Jackson Dart kind of player, meaning he certainly is a prototypical dual-threat quarterback. Not only does he have no problem extending the play and then deciding to tuck and run, they build a lot of design runs for the quarterback for Simmons. Not as much with Chambliss. But he certainly has the ability to do it. And I think we'll see some quarterback draw. I think we'll see a lot of zone read. I think we'll see a lot of RPOs. But both of the guys are highlighted by their incredible arm. And, you know, just talking to some folks I know in Oxford, they tend to think Chambliss throws a better deep ball than Simmons. And, again, Chambliss is a veteran player. He's a senior. He comes from Ferris State, which is a Division II school in Big Rapids, Michigan, where he led them to a national championship in D2 football last year. So he's seen a lot of football, and he's done an incredible job of taking that experience and then moving up substantially to SEC play. But, yeah, I mean, we saw all the trouble LSU had last year with dual-threat quarterbacks. I feel pretty good, though, Noel, and I'm sure you agree with me. I think LSU's in a much better position to handle the dual threat this year.
Oh, no doubt. In fact, I was very surprised to see how many of the, you know, the sports folks are picking Ole Miss. Because I go back to, this is going to be the best defense they've seen this year, by far, I think.
Oh, I agree with you. And I agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, again, who knows? Those guys and gals seem to know pretty good. That's not a world I live in. But again, all the things I told you about how close this game has been, you know, the talent that's involved, and you're playing at home. And obviously Coach Kiffin, funny this week, kind of complaining that, you know, they always have to go to Baton Rouge and play at night. And hey, we're playing in the afternoon at Ole Miss. And I'm sure they're going to make us play between the hedges in Athens at night. I mean, I get that. But Vaught Hemingway for 60-plus thousand people, yeah, it's a pretty rowdy place. They went big on their sound system. So it gets pretty loud, and it's a tough place to play. Make no mistake about it. So that may be why there's a point or two difference between the two.
And I don't know what the temperature is going to be up there, but I've been in that stadium. It can get freaking hot.
I think we'll get a little bit of relief. I think right now they're talking maybe in the middle of the game it'll be about 81 degrees, but we'll get started.
Oh, that's
it'll
a
be
gift.
About 79. Yeah.
That is a gift. Yeah. You don't want to be there in the 90s, much like Tiger Stadium as well.
No.
You know. Well, we look forward to listening to you, Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Bring home a win, Chris.
That's the plan, Noel. Have a great weekend and go Tigers.
All righty. You too, sir. We'll be right back. That's Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll visit with Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints, as they head up to Buffalo to take on the Bills. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.